I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Slightly hungover from Guns N' Roses last night, so let's do a stupid bit of the week.
Okay. I've been doing so good on really scaling back on my drinking.
Me too.
Until this weekend.
Me too.
Music Midtown, then we had our photo shoot yesterday. We should have been innocent enough.
It should have been.
But no, wouldn't have that.
Yeah.
It all seems so much more fun when I ask people to do shots.
Absolutely.
I have limited myself to only drinking on the weekend, which is what I did. I just drank really heavily this weekend, which kind of defeats the whole purpose. But I came across this on Instagram and I laughed out loud and I was like, well, if I laugh, maybe other people will laugh. So I follow redneck memes on Instagram. And let me tell you,
yeah,
it's a hoot. And this one guy comes on there and it's a construction worker and he's breaking down the nicknames he gives people that he works with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have Tommy play this video from Instagram. He's going to give you a word. And this is a nickname. He's going to give you a nickname of one of his coworkers, and you have to guess what that nickname means. Okay? So let's hear the first one, Tommy.
Nicknames that you can call your coworkers. The first one is Kit Kat.
Stop.
Kit Kat. Kit Kat.
Why would he nickname one of his coworkers Kit Kat?
Somebody that won't give you a break.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Or he's always on a smoke break.
Okay. Mm.
Kit Kat?
Yeah.
All right.
Kit Kats have a lot of layers. I'm going to say that this guy has a lot of facets to his personality.
Okay, guys, it's called redneck memes, babe.
Yeah,
you're going
guys
too
wouldn't
deep.
Think that
too. Listen, I have to come up with something.
Kit Kat.
It does have to do with a break.
I was going
to
say that's the only thing I could come up with, give me a break, because isn't that the slogan? Like, give me a break, give me a break.
Okay, you guys are close. Cassie's closest.
Because they always need a break.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, what's the next nickname?
And then Justin.
Okay. Justin. Why was somebody nicknamed Justin?
He's just in time for everything.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
He's got that Bieber haircut.
Let's play it, Tommy.
Because they do just enough to not get fired.
That's good. Just enough to get by. Our next nickname, please.
Then there's Motion Light.
Motion light?
Motion light.
Motion light.
Does he only work when people are watching him?
I wonder.
Because they only work when they see someone.
They get better and they get raunchier, so brace yourselves. Okay. Our next nickname?
And E.T.
E.T.
He's always phoning home.
Always calling home, right?
Well, close. Always wants to go home.
Just want to go home.
Our next nickname?
There's Lantern.
Lantern?
Lantern.
Lantern.
He only works at night, maybe?
Lantern.
Oh, is he always turned on?
No.
He glows from within like a lantern?
No.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Probably my favorite one. It means they're not real bright.
No, okay.
Need to be carried.
Not real bright, need to be carried.
That's funny.
All right. Our next nickname.
And then everybody knows Blister.
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 I don't know. Ever since you said raunchy, my mind can't get out of the gutter.
This is not a raunchy one.
Okay.
I was thinking he was caught doing something.
Yeah.
No.
Or he did it so much he got blisters on his hand.
No, that didn't happen on the work site.
Maybe he's real annoying like a blister.
That's a good guess. Not correct, but that's a good guess.
I got nothing.
Go ahead, Tommy.
They only show up when the work's all done.
Okay.
That's clever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is.
Our next one.
And then there's foreskin.
Foreskin?
Foreskin.
I don't think I can comment on this.
Foreskin. Uh-huh. Yo, that's a great nickname.
The extra?
You guys are never going to guess this one, but it's so good.
Foreskin.
Foreskin.
Is it like...
Maybe he looks real wrinkly. Like,
go ahead, Tommy.
Because when things get hard, they disappear.
Okay. Foreskin.
That was my favorite. And I believe there's one more.
And there's G-Spot.
They can't find him ever.
Yeah.
Very good. That's good.
You ready, Abby? Dang it.
So far, nobody's been able to find
him. There you go.
Need to read a little bit more Cosmo then.
The one you got right really hit home.
Get it? The Burt Show.